Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting second. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Niarhas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. And now, play ball. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball four. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial strikes out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pierce moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pierce moves to third. Fox moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields the ball and throws to second. Gordon drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Gordon. Pierce scores. Fox scores. Philly moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Garcia covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Niearhas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 1 in the game. Rickard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rickard moves to second. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas is 0 for 1 in the game. Niearhas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rickard scores. Carrasquel moves to third. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pierce strikes out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Niarhas for a passed ball. Gordon moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a line drive towards short. Boone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Philly hits a fly ball towards left. Lemon settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Lemon. Philly moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Philly moves to third. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-2 in the game. Zernial hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Philly scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rickard for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia strikes out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen strikes out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Niarhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niarhas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Niarhas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Niarhas moves to third. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Niarhas scores. Pierce moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Niarhas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zerniel hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, White Sox. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray strikes out. Two outs. Early Wynn pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Marino Pieretti pinch runs for Early Wynn. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pieretti moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. he's got one RBI. Rosen is hit by the pitch. Pieretti moves to third. Tucker moves to second. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Niarha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Zaldak now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Niarhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niarhas is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Niarhas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 4 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau pinch hits for Sam Zaldak. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.